Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Here comes the bull down.
This is Kat Johnson of KatJohnson.net with Meek and Ace. Let's book.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Meek Ace maniacs. That's right, time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Meek and Ace.com. And got to tell you, today is Tenderfoot Thursday. And I know that some of you guys are probably wondering, okay, what's the deal with Tenderfoot Thursday? Well, you know, as we've been doing all week long, we've been kind of throwing out there some rodeo themes and some, I guess you could say, some terminology, some rodeo terminology for you, the fans. And today, we decided to call it Tenderfoot Thursday. And, you know, just to give you guys a definition, a little bit about what Tenderfoot is all about, it's actually a newcomer to the cowboy life, and it's also called a greenhorn. So, you know, if you're out there at these rodeos and you hear somebody call somebody else a tenderfoot or a greenhorn, that would probably be somebody who's a newcomer into the country life, or cowboy life, I should say. And, well, you know, I think many of us out there are tenderfoots. Shoot, I still consider myself to be a tenderfoot. You know, we got a lot to learn, and I think that the day you stop learning is the day you die, you know. But, hey, you know, we strive to live that cowboy life each and every day. Some of you might disagree with me, but, hey, you know, we do what we can. And I think everybody has their own version of what cowboy is. We'd love to hear from you. If you guys have a question or a comment about it, feel free to give us a call. We got phone lines open, 646-915-915. 9940. And of course, we're always looking to hear your questions, comments, and cowboy logic. We also, the question of the week we've been talking about is, what is your favorite rodeo story? Do you have a really good rodeo story you want to share with us? Please feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 646-915-9940. Man, I got to tell you guys, though, getting off the subject here a little bit, the Boston Bruins came back and won another big game down, I guess, over there in Boston, tying the series at two games apiece between them and the Vancouver Canucks in the NHL Stanley Cup. So, you know, this is going to turn out to be a matchup, too. You know, I do like finals, though, where it's not a blowout by either the Western or Eastern divisions. You know, same way with basketball and the Heat and Dallas Mavs going back and forth. Of course, like I said, I am pulling for the Miami Heat, who lost a big one this past week. They also have a tied series, so it should be really good. But, man, I got to tell you what, been sitting back. Did anybody get a chance to see America's Got Talent last night? If you did, please either get on the phone and give us a call or get out there and post some of your thoughts or your comments about that show last night on our chat room. And we do have that chat room open, guys. If you guys are signed up with Blog Talk, feel free to get on over there to come on down and talk with us. I got to tell you, though, man, it was a good time. I know that they were in Houston first in the first episode, and then they were in Minnesota. And, man, it was good. It looks like Scotty the Clown is having some issues once again. I'm not quite sure what the deal is, and hopefully we'll get you guys on board here tuning in. And we can get those kinks figured out. I can get on these shows and never have a problem with it. You know, so I'm not quite sure I understand what the deal is with it. But anyways, yeah, America's Got Talent last night was real good. Starting off down there in Houston, they actually had a couple cowhands, you know, a guy and a girl, just really good friends, I guess. And they would have to be really good friends for the act that they put on. But they actually put on a good old-fashioned gun and knife show. And, man, I'm telling you what, you know, this guy, really put a lot of stuff out there. I mean, he was throwing these knives at this girl, and then she was spinning around this pinwheel as he was throwing the knives. Then she pulls out her guns and shoots these balloons or whatever up, you know, like as she's spinning around. I was just amazed. I thought, wow, that's pretty entertaining. So anyhow, yeah, I was pretty impressed with it. Now, I will tell you that they did have a guy on there, and I don't want you guys to get confused, because we actually have a good friend of ours by the name of Jay Brainerd. Jay Brainerd, they call him the Okie Outlaw. He is one of the best bullfighters, a really good friend of mine, Northeast Oklahoma, you know, is where he is. We were up there for a couple weeks spending some time with him and doing a lot of fishing. But, yeah, they had a guy on there last night by the name of Jay Maynard. Now, there's a big difference between what we saw on America's Got Talent last night and the Jay Brainerd I know, you know. So I wanted to make sure we didn't get them confused. But this guy, Jay Maynard, gets out, not a very good act at all. They calls himself the Tron guy and was very, very bad, like super, super bad. But, you know, it's always entertaining to sit out there and watch some of these guys get out and perform these acts. I'm telling you, what a cut-up it was. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Now, Minnesota was a completely different story. I was really inspired by some of the acts that came out of Minnesota. They had a six-year-old boy come out there and do some dancing. And, you know, he put so much passion behind it. I couldn't believe what he had done, you know. I just thought that it was great. I really did. I was so impressed, so thrilled to see this young little kid, you know, get out there and dance the way he did. But then they had this young girl, and you know, she told a really sad story. A couple of years ago, her fiance was killed in an accident. He had been really trying to push her and inspire her to be this singer that she is. So she gets out there, and I'm kind of wondering to myself, I'm like, okay, you know, I mean, it's another singer, you know, trying to make it in this industry. What's going to separate her, you know? But, man, she come out and sang with this voice like I had never heard before. It was more of an opera side of things, but you can look at this girl and then see what comes out of her voice. I had chills. I couldn't believe some of the things that she was singing. It was just so amazing. Beautiful, beautiful music, and a beautiful young girl, you know. Honestly, do I think she's a Vegas act? No. Somebody like Terry Fader, or my pick right now off the bat, off of what we've seen so far, I haven't seen anything that I think will beat it. My personal opinion is a couple weeks ago, or actually last week, I believe they were in Atlanta, and they had like this dance group with these lights and stuff like that. It was like a light show type deal. I think that is the America's Got Talent winner. But that's just my opinion, you know. But yeah, it was really interesting. You know, I love that show. I'm hooked on it. I'm hooked on America's Got Talent just to see some of the acts that you get out there. Good and bad. You know, they are always funny to laugh at when they're out there, and some of them are just horrible. But they really think that they're good, and, you know, it's funny to see them get out there and do it. But, you know, compared to some of the other talent that's there, it's like, wow, what a difference, because there is some true talent out there. And I can assure you that if they're not getting a Vegas showcase act, that there's somebody out there looking to hire these guys, and hopefully that they do, you know, especially like ones like this young lady or this young six-year-old kid, you know. But, you know, I got to wonder to myself, is this just a phase for this kid? Is he going to, like, you know, turn eight and decide, you know, he's not a big dancer anymore, he wants to get into Legos? Or, you know, he's going to be a computer geek, you know, and get on the Wii or you know, PlayStation or whatever. You know, I just got to wonder. He's very passionate about what he's doing right now. I love it. I thought it was cool to see this young kid break it. And I'm telling you, the song, it was entertaining. It definitely was. I mean, see this little kid snap and pop the way he did out there, I just thought it was hilarious. So, anyhow, like I said, that's just some of the things going on outside of the arena a little bit. Figured they got to talk to you about it because, well, shoot, you know, there ain't a whole lot of PBR that we're able to find out about every day. We're going to talk about what we do know. Yeah, we got a lot more rodeo and bull riding coming at you right here on a Tenderfoot Thursday afternoon on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We're going to take our first break here, fans. I want to remind you guys that we actually have a lot of advertisement opportunities right here on Making8.com on our radio shows. If you guys are interested in getting the word out, if you guys want to promote your products, you guys want to get sponsored, hey, we're throwing that out here for you. At a really reasonable rate. So get a hold of us. We got our contact us page right there on making8.com, and you can see some of the advertisement opportunities right there on the homepage. Just go over there, click on the homepage. You'll see the ad opportunities right there. So anyways, we're going to take our first break here, guys. When we come back, we'll get into the bull riding rodeo action with you, the Making 8 fans. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How y'all doing? Yeah, my name's Colt Ford. I got my boy Brantley Gilbert in here with me. We just some country boys from Georgia. We're going to do a little something about the dirt roads that we come from. I'm going to rap a little bit. You feel like singing?
Yeah, bro.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm chilling on the dirt roads. Lay back, swimming like I'm George Jones. Smoke blowing out the window and last go. I'm driving Nashville,
right back in the day, pot farmers place to go. Load the truck up, hit the dirt road, jump the barbed wire, spread the word, light the bonfire, then call the girl. King in the can and the Marlboro man, Jack and Jim were a few good men. When we learn how to get the cuts, fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said, ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, this shit is getting old, man. Business, watch your mouth before I have to knock your loud ass out. I'm tired of talking, y'all ain't listening. The more dirt roses, what y'all missing?
Chilling on the dirt roads, lay back, swimming like I'm George Jones. Smoke blowing out the window, and I still be sitting in the console. Memory lane, up in the headlights. I'm driving Nashville,
street, I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. We like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. See, I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road with trucks and four wheels, jump on in, tell your friends, and we'll be raising hell with a blacktop beam.
Dirt roads, lay back, swimming like I'm George Jones. Smoke blowing out the window, and I still be sitting in the console. Memory lane, up in the headlights. Got me reminiscing on the good times. Still turning off a real life driver, Nashville, hitting easy street and mud tires.
rodeo fans. This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne. We've been to Fort Worth. We've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making 8 Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right, kicking things off on a Tenderfoot Thursday. And I know, you know, we're trying to make things kind of going, you know, like yesterday we had Wrangler Wednesday, Tuesday we had Toes Out Tuesday, you know, but hey, it's kind of hard to come up with one of those terms that go along with Thursday, you know. Thirsty Thursday always goes pretty well. And, of course, last week we did have Thirsty Thursday. You know, we're pretty thirsty for some daggone bull riding. That's for daggone sure, you know. But, yeah, we got a lot of rodeo bull riding we can sit back here and talk about. Now, I will tell you guys that song that you heard was actually the Dirt Road Anthem, originally played by Colt Ford. And, obviously, if you guys have listened to your radios and things like that, I'm sure that you have heard Jason Aldean sing that version of the song, which I do like. I think it's a pretty good version of that song. I think they did a really good job. He also sang it on the CMAs last night. But we're going to actually talk about that tomorrow when we get our Nashville report coming to you, courtesy of Miss Paige Gregory, who we all know so well. She's going to start calling in on Fridays, giving us our Nashville report, so you guys can look forward to that. I know that I am. Her and I have been talking back and forth this week, and there's a lot of stuff going on in Nashville that we're going to talk about. So, yeah, it'll definitely be good. But, yeah, we've got a lot to talk about here today. Wow, did you guys hear the rumor that Alec Baldwin could be running for mayor of New York? I don't know if it's true or not. I just kind of heard it posted out there, you know. I thought it was pretty interesting. You know, you guys tell me what you think. You know, I'm definitely interested to see if he's going to run. I hear that they've got a lot of votes, you know, that a lot of people said that they'd vote for him. I'm curious to see what you guys think about it. How cool would that be? But would that be, you know, lead into another scandal? We know how some of the actors are and how some of the things, you know, have happened in the world of politics here lately. Wow. I think it would make for an interesting deal, though, you know, certainly. But anyways, you know what I'm actually kind of surprised about? I'm actually surprised that Donald Trump has not run for mayor. I really am. I figured that he'd run for mayor in New York City. The guy feels like he owns half that town anyways. So, anyhow, yeah. That's just another bit of information that I heard. Like I said, I don't know it to be confirmed, but, yeah, I think it's interesting, and it could certainly lead into an interesting political race up there in, you know, in New York City. But New York is kind of used to that stuff. They're used to the drama up that way for sure. Anyways, getting back down to it, we got a lot more to talk about here. We do have our question of the day, too. We're going to give you guys an opportunity to call into our show and answer a question from yesterday's show. So if you think that you had tuned in yesterday and you'll have the answer. Now, we did have Scotty. That's my theory. Hey, if Scotty the Clown Plowman could answer our question of the day a couple days ago, anybody can. They're not that difficult, trust me. All you got to do is listen to the show the day before. You can even catch it on the archives. So, but anyways, I see the comment coming back in there going back to our political side of things. But Kat was talking about, I know that they have talked about it, but Donald Trump had said that he wasn't going to run for president. But I figured that like I said, I'm just surprised that he hasn't run for mayor. And I see that, you know, Kat's saying in our chat room here that a lot of New Yorkers would not vote for him. I figure that could be true. You know, he is kind of a jerk. As if you guys have seen the big political news is, you know, I guess congressman or whoever it is, Mr. Wiener, was out there, you know. I saw some comments from Donald Trump, you know, and it didn't feel him to be very appropriate at all. You know,
So, yeah, funny. But anyways, wow, there's a whole lot of wiener comments coming in here right now. We got to move on, though. We got to change the subject. We got to talk about rodeo and bull riding. What are some of the guys up to, man? You know, I did get word on Twitter this morning. Gordon McCoy has actually just gotten back into the U.S., was going through customs last I heard, and then heading up to Oklahoma. Glad to see that. And, you know, I know that he's heading back over to Australia here real soon. So I believe next week as they get out there and get set up to hit several events out that way. If you guys have been following Brendan Clark, I do know that I believe that he's going to be trying to do some shows or some tweets or some video images that he's going to be posting up from out there in Australia. So it should be a good time. I look forward to following along with Brendan Clark, and you can find him right there on MakingEight.com. We do have the stuff set up there for you. So make sure to go check out his shows on Tuesday nights. But, yeah, Cord actually just flying back here today, and I know that he'll be heading back out there to Australia. Also got some tweets. Austin Meyer was out this week. As you guys know, that he was up in Asheville, North Carolina last weekend, riding bulls in the Touring Pro event, hopped a plane and headed out to Idaho for a bear hunt and actually got himself a bear. I did see the picture on it this morning on Facebook. Thought that was pretty cool. I did see that there was a little bit of a disagreement thing going on there between him and one of those fans, one of his followers. I was kind of surprised that somebody would kind of come out. You can't talk to Austin Meyer and go against hunting. That's for daggone sure, you know. And, you know, he was really professional in his responses to some of those comments that were made to him, you know. Admire Austin for handling it the way he did. Somebody came out and apparently had something to say against hunting. And, you know, he was talking about apparently comparing it to a religious deal. And, you know, he was making some really great comments. So anyways, I'm actually just getting some tweets on my phone coming through here. Looks like Austin is back in action now that he's out of the woods for hunting them bears. But, yeah, seeing a lot of stuff going on out here in the world of Twitter and Facebook and a lot of guys, you know, I'm telling you what, getting pretty anxious for these rodeos, you know. There is a lot going on, though. And, you know, we're actually going to open up the phone lines now. I know that half the time I have scared you guys half to death with these tones. But I just want to let you guys know that phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. So if you guys, that's right, we'll keep it on the down low this time. We won't scare you guys so much. But if you guys want to give us a call, phone lines are open. We'll see how much you know about yesterday's show. Feel free to jump on board here, give us a call. We'll throw a question out there to you. Who knows? Is today going to be the day we're going to have a prize from one of our supporters? You never know. But, yeah, we'll see how much you know right here. We do have a good show lined up, and we're supposed to be having some guests check in with us here in just a little bit. But, yeah, we always have the phone lines open and willing to take your questions, your comments, and always your cowboy logic. Speaking of cowboy logic, I actually did, you know, I started following a few new guys yesterday, kind of checking things out, seeing what was going on, and they have I guess you could say a website that has a Twitter following. It's called The Good Cowboy. And, man, you talk about some pretty inspirational stuff. I was pretty pleased, and I want to try to do some work with them. I've got some information out there to them, and, you know, would love to sit back and talk with them a little bit more about what they have and see if we can't help promote it. But The Good Cowboy, you can find them at thegoodcowboy.com. And find out some of their inspirational things. They're pretty uplifting. It's a great way of life, you know. And just to know a little bit more about them, I think you'll get a better understanding. So I want to recommend to all you guys go check out thegoodcowboy.com and just see what they have to say about it. Now, you know, just because it says The Good Cowboy doesn't mean that they're not pertaining to the women as well, you know. But it definitely is something that you know, we want to look into to do some work with. Hopefully things will work out with it. As well as a few others, you know. I started looking into a few different things, and of course, being down here from the Tampa Bay area, long-time Buccaneer fan, you know, when it comes to the football, I'll tell you right now, we are Buccaneer fans. We're like Pirates down here, you know. We love our Bucs, and, you know, it's kind of a family thing with the exception of Mrs. Makinate, who likes to pull for the Jacksonville Jaguars. But, yeah, you know, Tony Dungy has been a huge impact here in the state of Florida and started up some great, great things. And he started up a not-for-profit group called All Pro Dads. And, you know, I started looking into it a little bit more, and they've actually got iMoms, which is run partially by his wife. I know his wife is a big contributor to that, Miss Dungy, and a few others. Well, you know, they're trying to reach more than just the football fans. You know, they're trying to reach out everywhere. And so we're actually going to go to work and try to get involved with them a little bit. The parent company is actually Family First. And I was just so pleased with looking into what they are promoting out there and what they're trying to encourage, and especially Tony Dungy on his side of things. Being a dad myself, you know, and realizing that, you know, over the course of the last 3-4 years, I've overlooked a lot with just what's going on in my family life, you know, and trying to get the business off the ground. I've sort of missed out on so much with the kids. Now, you know, I mean, over the course of the last couple of years, I've been involved with them, you know. My oldest son, Austin, was in football, and I was an announcer there, you know. My youngest son was in scouts, and we were out camping and things like that, you know. So, you know, I mean, there are times when we do it, but sometimes you just overlook some of the simple things, like sitting down at a dinner table together, you know. I have secluded myself to being here and being behind this computer so much that I've overlooked so much and missed so much here at the house, you know. And I realized that while being on the road and coming back here, you know, and I said, you know, we need to make some changes. And, you know, I mean, nobody's perfect. I mean, I'm not going to be the claim to be perfect by any means, you know. I got a long ways to go to get to that level. But, you know, sometimes we realize what our mistakes are, and we're willing to admit them and start trying to make things right. And that's kind of what we're doing here, you know, with making our move as we're packing up and getting things ready. We're leaving Tuesday and heading out, you know, to Louisiana, going to spend the summer out there with the kids as a family, you know, doing some cool things. And All Pro Dads is just an organization that I feel like we really want to be a part of. You can find them on Facebook. You can find them on Twitter. You can follow some of their links. Go check out their website. I'm telling you, you know, if you're missing things and you're trying to figure out why things are going wrong, I think you could take a look at that and maybe find some answers, you know. They've got a great team out there. And, you know, once we get Macon 8 on the ground and solid like we need it, that's going to be one of our goals, is try to work with Families First and branch out and give you, the women, the opportunity to get some inspiration from other women out there and iMoms. And then, you know, the same way with the dads and All Pro Dads. I'm a huge believer in what Tony Dungy has done. He's a great guy and, you know, was a huge success down here in Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Like I said, big impact in Indianapolis, obviously. You know, winning a Super Bowl, things like that. This guy has what it takes. And I firmly believe that, you know, we need to get out there and support these not-for-profit organizations. Shoot, Macon 8 is pretty much a not-for-profit organization, because everything we've gotten, we've turned around and put right back into the rodeos, you know. And that's why we're doing things at such an inexpensive rate, because we're not trying to kill these rodeos. We want to promote them. We want them to grow. And the only way we can do that is to offer up an affordable rate for them so we can get them the exposure. And there's a lot of them out there going on. I mean, I saw a tweet, you know, the other day. I've been talking with one of my followers there on Twitter, Brent Thurman. And I don't know if you guys know him. He's out there from the Texas area. He's actually got a Memorial Bull Ride that'll be happening this weekend. Should be a really good one. So you guys make sure to go check out BrentThurman.com. That's going to be a pretty big event. It's a touring pro event, you know, so not real sure who's going to show up out there. We've also got Ardmore, Oklahoma, you know, another touring pro event. And, you know, that's going to be another big one. These rodeos are still hot and heavy. Also, there's 20, I actually counted them myself. There's 22 PRCA events going on this weekend around the country. Wow. I'm telling you, there is a rodeo within driving distance from each and every one of us. So my thing is this, get out and see some of these guys that we know and love and support, you know. Get out there and support them. Take your families out there and spend an afternoon, you know. It really is, and it's an affordable rate, you know. And sometimes, you know, this is the way I look at it too, and I've always had this mindset. Maybe I'm wrong for it, you know. Maybe it's why I'm in a broke state right now, but, you know, sometimes you just got to enjoy life, you know, because that money you may not be here tomorrow to enjoy that money. So if you take what you have and spend it with your family and make the best out of it, you're going to come out a lot better person, and your kids are going to come out a lot better. And, you know, they're going to remember those times. You can't put a price tag on that. And, you know, that's what I want for our family. You know, I've sat back here for the last year and talked to you guys about how you guys are my rodeo family. But, you know, in doing so, I've gotten so focused on my rodeo family that, shoot, I darn near forgot about my actual family, you know. And that's bad. And, you know, I mean, I don't have any excuses for that. So, I actually see that. Yeah, we're actually getting a report. The bull ride, the Brent Thurman Memorial Bull Ride, is actually for him. He died about 10 years ago. So thank you for posting that out there and sending me that update on that. But, yeah, there's a lot of events going on, you know. A couple touring pro events going on right out there in Texas, Oklahoma area. And like I said, 22 PRCA rodeos. There's not much of a reason why we can't get out there and enjoy the cowboy lifestyle. And, you know, that's the only way we can grow out of being tenderfoots or greenhorns, you know. I mean, really, it takes us getting out there and living that cowboy life, you know. Let's not sit back and stay newcomers. Let's get out and be those cowboys and cowgirls that live that life and set the example for others to follow and keep that tradition alive. That's what it's all about, you know. Anyways. That's just my recommendation and my thoughts and encouragement to you guys. We need to get out there and support what we love, you know. So you're not getting paid to go out there to a rodeo. Doesn't mean you can't get out there and just have a good time with your family. Remember the ones that, you know, help support each and every one of us out there. I'm just saying, just a thought, you know. But, hey, guys, we're going to take another short break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more bull riding, more rodeo action with you guys. Got a lot more PRCA we want to talk about for sure. And, you know, I'm going to tell you guys, hold on. I'm trying to find my song here. You guys know that I don't multitask too well. But, anyways, you know, one of the guys we were talking about here at the beginning of our show, Jay Brainerd, the Okie Outlaw, great bullfighter, great hand. This guy knows what it takes to be, you know, successful, but he's also a great leatherman. This guy can certainly tool some leather. And I, for one, am pretty pleased with what he's done out there. I've seen some of his work firsthand, top-notch quality. And if you guys want some good belts or good leather tooled, make sure to get a hold of Jay Brainerd. You can find him at jbrainerd.com, right there on making8.com. So when we come back, guys, we'll talk a little bit more rodeo, more bull riding, and hopefully we'll have some guests get on here on the line with us. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Who was once a bull-hooking son of a gun? Now who keeps a pike? Get out behind shoot number one. Who was riding high till a pretty girl rode him to the ground? Any kid knows where to find me. I'm
An extra deltoid muscle. It means he's got exponentially greater bucking propulsion. Now you lean back and you hang on. I'll be there.
Ooh, rodeo clowns are a lifesaver.
Rodeo clown?
Yeah.
I'm with the birthday party.
Hello, baby!
Oh, but I did.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Macon8.com. That's right. Kicking things off on a Tenderfoot Thursday. Talking a little rodeo, talking a little bull riding with you, the Macon 8 fans. Obviously, we're putting that out there for our bullfighters. And, you know, we did talk a little bit about it yesterday, Team Oklahoma being formed, which I thought was really cool. They already have Team Wyoming. Dusty Tuckness being one of the bullfighters is actually part of that team. Andy Burrell, another fantastic bullfighter that most of you guys should know of. Although he's not on the PBR circuits, this guy runs a lot of PRCA, great freestyle bullfighter. I had the opportunity to see him in Vegas for Rob Smets. Him and Jay Brainerd are actually in Wyoming right now. They have what they call Cody Knight's Rodeos. And we're talking like 90 performances going on. That's like one performance every day for 3 months. And Cody, Wyoming is where it's at. So if you guys are trying to plan a vacation and figure out where you're going to take your kids and what you're going to do, and you want to go see some of the real Western heritage and head out west a little bit, my dream is to always, you know, I've always wanted to be in Cody, Wyoming. They've got Cheyenne up there in July. That's going to be huge. The CBR, PRCA is going to be out there. But then right down the road in Cody, Wyoming, they've got Cody Knight's Rodeo. So while you're on your trips and heading out that way, I got to tell you, you got to go check this out. Huge performances are out there. And where you're going to see a lot of these guys get their start is right there. This is where you're going to see a lot of guys come out. These guys perform night in and night out. Some of the bull riders, some of the rough stock riders that you'll see out there are the ones that are trying to work themselves onto the PRCA circuits or the CBR circuits or even PBR circuits, you know. You'll see a lot of these guys out there. And so this is an opportunity for you guys to get a firsthand glimpse of them at a fantastic rodeo. Now, I did talk with Jay Brainerd yesterday. He had said that he was going to try to call into the show today. We've got about 20 minutes left. I haven't heard from him yet. He was actually the one we were looking to try to get on our show. We were going to try to get him and Andy Burrell as well because they are both out there fighting in Cody Knights. So I think it could be big. If we can get these guys on board, we want to check in with them and just find out how things are going. But these guys are doing, you know, every day. You talk about getting yourself in shape and getting yourself ready to go out and ride bulls and work bulls as a bullfighter. Man, that's huge. Can you imagine, you know, going on a 90-day stint? You know, the payouts aren't huge, but they're good enough to make a living, you know? And, yeah, you know, it's a great experience. I would love to have the opportunity to be out there. And we've certainly talked about the idea of us trying to get out there and actually broadcast a little bit of that at some point or another. So that potential is always there. But hopefully we'll get Jay Vaynard on board here with us, and maybe we can talk a little bit about what's going on up there in Cody, Wyoming, before the show's over with. But, hey, in the case that we don't, we got to keep rolling on. Now, the other news that I got to talk about, we talked a lot about the PRCA yesterday. Some of the big news that I thought was pretty interesting, and it got brought to my attention, but, you know, our good buddy Shane Proctor is not only leading the bull riding in the PRCA by a pretty big chunk of change right now. I mean, I believe it's somewhere less than $20,000, but it's relatively close to that. I do know that I'm going to go back and check our stats, but I do know that he's also riding bareback or saddle bunk. Could be. I don't want to be incorrect by telling you the wrong thing, but I do know that he is also riding the bucking horses. We'll leave it at that. But, you know, so that gives him an all-around. He's actually sitting in second place right now in the all-around standings. Now, Trevor Brazil, who's won it time and time again, is in first place with 118,000. In the timed events, you know, he's a tie down roper, a header in the team roping, you know. Right now he is pretty dominant in the all around standings. But Shane Proctor is there with 48,000. Trevor Brazil's got 118. Is he gonna catch him? I doubt it, because there's a lot more PBR events that he's not gonna be able to compete in those PRCA events for going into the finals. But I just thought it was really cool that one of our very own, Shane Proctor, is actually sitting in second in the all-around. That says a lot, you know, for a guy like Shane. He is out there just dominating. You know, he really is. He's in the top 10 in the world standings for the PBR, I believe. Let me go back and check that out real quick. Yeah, man, you know me with multitasking here, guys. I am not the best at it. Yeah, sitting in eighth place right now. So he's sitting in eighth right now in the PBR Built Four Tough Series standings. And, you know, he's sitting in first place right now in the PRCA. Wow. That's pretty impressive. You know, you got to take a guy like Shane and just realize that. I mean, that's a bull rider. That's a guy who's in his prime, and he is working it. He's taking advantage of his health, and, you know, he's laying it out here on the line. And actually, that gap is closed quite a bit. J.W. Harris has actually closed the gap. He's at 54,000 right now, and Shane Proctor is at 67,000. So he is closing in on him a little bit, but, you know, it is summertime. Cowboy Christmas still right around the corner. These guys are going to hit a lot of rodeos, you know. You know, you're absolutely right. Kat posted a tremendous comment here, and I'm going to repeat it back to her, and thank you for posting that out here, Kat. But there's cowboy life. There's life outside of the PBR. There was long before the PBR was invented, and there will be long after it's gone. And, you know, we do tend to forget about that, since the PBR is what is so dominating on TV. Now, let's face it, we all love the bull riding. I think that, you know, over the years, you know, I mean, bull riding has grown to be the top sport in rodeo. However, there is a lot more out there. And just spending time with your families to go to these events says so much. Whether it be your rodeo family, your friends and things like that, that you meet up there at these rodeos, or whether it be your actual families that you take them out to, and you give them an opportunity to experience so much and be a part of that. Wow. You know, I mean, they get the kids out there for the calf scrambles. How many PBR events do you know where they actually cut loose a bunch of kids out there in the arena to go chase a bunch of calves around, to go pull a ribbon off their tail and get a prize? You know, I mean, seriously, that, you know, getting the kids involved in that, making them part of the show. They have dance contests. There's so many other things that go on out there in the sport of rodeo that we tend to overlook. We tend to miss. We love the smoke and the fireworks. I'll be the first one to admit it. I absolutely love it, you know, as a spectator, as an athlete. I love the payouts for the Cowboys there in the PBR. But, there's so much out there that we miss by not going to see an actual rodeo. And if you have not been out to see one, I'm telling you, you're missing out on a lot. Cat Johnson throwing out there the mutton busting. You know, As an athlete, I would have to be at these events an hour early to check in. I was always there an hour and a half early, at least. If I wasn't there an hour and a half early, I was running late, you know. But I would always get there an hour and a half early before the shows, and, you know, we would get paid up, paid our entry fees and whatnot, but they'd also have the sign-ups for the kids' mutton busting. Well, I got two kids, and that was part of our show, you know. I never told them that they had to do it. But if they wanted to do it, if they signed up, they were going to get out there and ride those sheep. And I'll be darned if they didn't at a lot of these events. You know, they would sign up and go out there and ride these sheep. I got pictures posted on Facebook. You can find some of them out there. I got a picture of my oldest son, Austin. I mean, literally upside down on this sheep, you know. Won the mutton busting out there because he refused to let go. And, that's some of the coolest rodeo stories that I have, is being out there with the family, you know. And I can remember, you know, the one event, and actually the one that I have the pictures of with my son Austin out there, upside down on this sheep. I had just gotten done riding my bull. I was the last one to go before the intermission. And so I jump off my bull. Guy actually got bucked off my bull. And get back, hang my bull rope, and then run around there. I'm still on my chaps and everything. You can see the sweat on the back of my shirt. And I run around. He's already in the buck and shoot. They've already got the sheep loaded, and they've already got him out there. He's going to be the first one out. So I go running around the corner and jump in there, and I'm giving him some words of encouragement as they get ready to turn him loose, you know. Love it. What a family experience that is, you know. And of course, you know, the kids will never, ever forget that. And I just love it. You know, I think that that's a – that we really need to take a stronger look at, you know, is being a part of that. Now, I'm not telling you that by any means don't support the PBR. I'm telling you that if you can get to a PBR event, by gosh, you better do it, you know. I mean, because the lights and fireworks are spectacular, and I love seeing our favorites, the top 40 in the world, the best of the best out there competing. But there's things that go on outside of these rodeos, you know, or during these rodeos that you won't get at a PBR event. You have the opportunity to get involved. You know, like I said, they have acts where they bring out the funny man. You know, they have showcase acts. We've got the one-armed bandit that we've seen out there. If you guys have never seen the one-armed bandit, you're missing out. You got to go see that guy. Gizmo McCracken. Shoot, I'll even throw Scotty the Clown Plowman out there as a rodeo entertainer. You know, I mean, really, these guys come out here and do some great showcase acts, and they get you as fans involved, which is what you guys want to be a part of anyways. You guys want to be a part of these shows. Otherwise, you wouldn't be hanging out with Make and Eight, I can tell you that, you know, because our quality of stuff is pretty cheesy compared to, you know, television broadcasting and that type of thing. But number one, we put our passion behind it, and number two, we get you involved. Whether you're sitting at home or you're sitting at these events, we get you involved. But we can only do so much. The rest of it's up to you, and that's getting out to these rodeos. With 22 of them going on this weekend out there across the U.S., PRCA-sanctioned events, you have the opportunity to see guys like Trevor Brazil, Shane Hanchey, all the top riders, J.W. Harris, so many of these guys out at these PRCA events. Are they going to be at yours? I don't know. You have to do some research and find out. I know that a lot of the websites will post the draw sheets. So if you guys do some research, go to prorodeo.com. You guys can check it out on making8.com. Go up there to the schedule, and then they've got websites that link off of those to those particular events. So you can find out, pull up a draw sheet, see if they have the day sheets up, and see who's going to be there. And if it's somebody you know of, you know, Shane Proctor's out there running. So many of these other guys, LJ Jenkins is running some of the PRCA deals. Get out there and go see them. You won't be disappointed, you know. But it's only a matter of what you take into it. You know, you're only going to get out of it what you put into it. Seriously. Like I said, you know, as a spectator right now, even if I'm not doing a job, I want to get my family out there to these rodeos. I'd much rather them do that than sit around here playing games all day, you know. So you take $30 and you go take the kids out, you know, and spend a great Friday night. Spend a couple hours with them. I can promise you that they won't forget it, you know. I know my kids don't. I mean, we can still go back and talk about some of the things that are going on, you know, from when they were 4 and 5 years old. They love it. It's a long-lasting memory that they will never forget. And we need to carry that on. We want our kids to take their kids out there, you know, to these rodeos. And like I said, it's not just about the bull riding. There's so much more to it when you're looking at the cowboy lifestyle. And this is an opportunity for you to be part of that, you know, to live that cowboy life. Hey, like I said, just as it's Tenderfoot Thursday, don't be a tenderfoot all day, your whole life. Don't be a tenderfoot. Step out there and be part of that cowboy life, you know? Just putting it out there, you know? It is what it is. Just my opinion, you know? I don't want to offend anybody by trying to push it, but hey, that's what this is all about, you know? It really is. And I, you know, I, like I said, I know that my kids, I want them to grow up around that because it's safe, you know. It's one of the safest places that you can take your kids to an outing and, you know that they're going to be okay. You know, there's dangerous animals and things like that around there, but shoot, you know, compared to other places out here where you could take your kids where they could get injured, you know, or get taken, anything like that, you know. It's definitely one of the better places to be. And it teaches them so much. You know, it teaches them manners, you know, politeness. You get out there and you see some of that cowboy lifestyle. I promise you, you won't regret it. So, and if you do get out, we want to hear about it. Come back and talk to us here on the show. Tell us about your experiences out there. We want to know about them, you know. We want to know how you feel, what you guys are thinking, what you guys are watching out there. I think it's fantastic, good, bad, or indifferent, you know. We want to know what your opinions are of these bull rides or of these rodeos you're getting out to every weekend. It's summertime. Kids are out of school. Let's take that time and spend it with your families. Let's get out there and enjoy it, and let's not lose what's important, and that's those family values that I think a lot of Americans nowadays have. I think a lot of them have. So, hey. I've been sitting up here gabbing for the last hour here, guys. I want to thank all of you guys for tuning in. We've got Cowboy Logic for you, too. Obviously, like I said, we're talking about some great inspirations and things like that. TheGoodCowboy.com. You can find them there. Go check them out. You know, hopefully we'll get a link posted up on Making8.com because they do have some great words of wisdom and some great cowboy logic, some things that we should all take a look at. And hopefully we'll be able to do some work for them. But we've also got, of course, our lovely Miss Melanie, who will be listening to the archive shows. Got to send a big old shout-out to you. Hi, Melanie, from all the Making 8 Maniacs tuning in, sending you some love. She's throwing some great cowboy logic out here at us all week long, and we do appreciate it. But here's her cowboy logic for the day. Good, better, best. Never let it rest. Until your good is better. And your better is best. Just something to strive for, you know. Got to keep those goals moving. And just when you set one goal, it's time to set another one. And, you know, just when you accomplish that goal. We've all accomplished a lot of goals in lives. We've had a lot of success and we've had a lot of failures. But, you know, we learn from the failures. We take the success and we set the bar a little bit higher for the next time. And that's what life is all about. It's what the cowboy lifestyle is all about. So, hey, got to thank all of you guys for tuning in here on a Tenderfoot Thursday afternoon. Like I said, don't be tenderfoot your whole life. Get out there, get apart, and start living that cowboy life. Want to thank everybody for jumping on board here with us. Want to remind you, we'll be back here tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Hopefully we'll get some guests drop on by here as we get ready for the weekend. And hopefully you guys are setting some plans to get out there and make something happen. Let's be a part of these rodeos. Let's live that cowboy life. So until tomorrow, fans, y'all get a grip with Makin8.com.
Howdy, folks. It's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Makin8.com. No matter if you're passing this tying a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a mad bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Makin8.com. Get a grip.
I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride. Well, baby, I think that I'm your man. 'Cause I've been broken and busted, but these spurs still ain't rusted. And this saddle, this water, she'll still ride. And it's gonna be a long night, so baby, hold on tight. I talk slow, but I still move real fast. I'm here for the real deal, and your heart's all that I'll steal. And girl, there won't be no doubt. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and nine. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up and I'm full of, I look down and look up, I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt. I've been thrown, I've been bruised, tossed and confused. 8 seconds can seem like a day, but stay out of my way, 'cause I come to play, and 8 seconds is all that I'll say. Can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down and look up. I'm a cowboy from my head to my toes. And this rodeo's all I know. I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no double dock and boat ramp, and whiskey shaking, never stirred. Tank tops and flip flops, those all night long truck stops, and beer when it's cold on that bridge. You can't resist my resist all, it's black as a nightfall, my boots are leather and high. I'm here for a wild ride, I'll stand right by your side, we'll dance till the sun comes up. And I'm tore up on the floor of a look down the this rodeo's all I know, I'll put on a real show, and girl, there won't be no doubt, no girl, there won't be no doubt. I hear you're looking for a cowboy to take you for a ride, well baby, I think that I'm your man.
Hi, this is world champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to Makin8.com. Be there, be square.